Welcome to the Everyman Sports Podcast, the show for fans, by fans. No former pros, no so-called experts, just real passionate fans. From outside on a porch to inside a living room, in the parking lot of a stadium to the dining room table, friends and families chat about their teams, their games, and what makes them cheer. This is Everyman Sports.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me this week is my dad. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing great on this longest day of the year.
That's right. It's Father's Day. It's the summer solstice. A lot to celebrate. But one thing we can also celebrate right now is the phone number to reach us here at Everyman Sports. You can call us at 626-427-7678. That's 626-427-7678. And you can find us on Twitter at Everyman Sports, one word. Happy Father's Day to you, Dad.
And to you too, son.
And happy Father's Day to all the newly crowned NBA and NHL champions, the Golden State Warriors and the Chicago Blackhawks. Both won the their respective titles this past couple weeks.
So and that was the biggest news was
that
LeBron couldn't carry the team.
LeBron, well, no, he could not. And he really should not have had to, because if everybody was healthy. But, you know, the fans of Cleveland don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear about if so-and-so was healthy. They want to hear about, and your winners are the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Cleveland's cursed?
It seems like
it. As a city?
It seems like it. Not a lot of stuff's going well for them, so.
Manziel could bring life to the city that LeBron couldn't.
Well,
that's not likely.
Well, if he said he changed his ways, he said he's gotten rid of the money sign.
No, you can't rub the two fingers together.
No.
Can he keep them apart and hold them up? Looking like the L sign.
Well, if he continues on his way, he's only got one season under his belt, so we'll see what happens now.
Right.
So, and the Blackhawks won also. I always like it whenever
original team.
An original six team wins another. That's the third Stanley Cup in 6 years.
Shocking.
This goes down as a historical sort of team. This is a big run for Chicago.
That's great.
And the Blackhawks and all that stuff. So, and now the focus is squarely on baseball for the next couple months.
Triple Crown's over.
Triple Crown's over. Horse racing's over. So, hockey's over. Basketball's over. You still got a little while before football starts up. But before you know, that's going to be here. So the focus is solely on the
baseball,
on Major League Baseball, and that's where we'll put our focus.
Biggest surprise so far this year, Houston?
Absolutely, Houston has been the biggest surprise.
Nobody expected anything.
Now, that's a positive surprise. I think the biggest negative surprise is the Athletics, is the Nationals. Oh, the Athletics.
The Athletics kind of tipped their hand last year when they got rid of some guys they could have used.
Yeah, but they... But that's
outsmarted themselves.
Exactly. They always try to outsmart themselves. And it just didn't work this time. So.
Right.
So,
not the smartest guy in the room now.
No, not especially when everybody else is playing the same tricks you are. You know, if everybody else knows how to do it.
So Houston's used surprise. Mets are a surprise only because, much like the Yankees, the group they run with aren't that good either.
Right, yes, absolutely. The
so
Mets.
They're the best of the rest. They're close to it.
Yes, the Mets have been... in first place or very close to first place since pretty much from the beginning of the season. The Nationals have caught up, and then the Nationals went through a bit of a dry spell. The Mets should have really kind of run away with it. But as we've been talking about with the Mets, that their offense is not equal to what their pitching is. You know, today they just lost a game 1-0 on Father's Day. They've lost, they lost 2-1 against the Braves the previous night. They got beat up by the best offensive team, Toronto. In Toronto, they're not good on the road, so they lost road games.
They can't hit, and their defense is shabby. So.
Well, and that's the whole point. They wanted to give up what defense they could have for offense that they're sorely lacking, and it just hasn't worked out. Even though Wilmer Flores does have the most or second for the most home runs by a shortstop in the major leagues, but that's just not enough.
Most errors too.
And he's pretty high up there. And, you know, the loss of David Wright doesn't help Daniel Murphy being
down. They had to move past Wright because he was a shell of himself.
No, absolutely. He has been. And so hopefully something is going to change. You know, I've heard talk about what are they going to do at the trading deadline. Well, they need to trade for an infielder, a positional utility player.
That's all?
Well,
about a regular third baseman or a regular
second baseman. You're not going to get that. You're not going to get that. Even the teams that are –
All the good ones are taken.
All the good ones are taken, and you're going to have to move a lot to get a little.
So what are we, 2 years away? They'll fix half the puzzle next year and the other half the year after that.
Well,
last year, Harvey's around. Then he'll
well, come. Name the goal. What's your goal?
To get sticks in the lineup.
No, but what can feel. No, but what's your end of the year goal?
Win the playoffs.
Win the World Series?
Yeah.
Okay, win the World Series, that's a 2 years away.
That's
all? Well, to make it to the playoffs, we're either this year or next year. If you want to make a deep run in the playoffs where you make it to the league championship series, that's at least 1 year away. But if you want to win the World Series, you could say a year to 2 years. It's not this season. I'd be happy with a playoff appearance.
Right.
But that's just me. But, start it with a playoff appearance and then make deeper runs. Because you got to show that you can make it to playoffs and then something can happen. The Mets have kind of hit a bit of a dry spell.
Boston's doing poorly.
Boston is not doing what they thought they had the script on how to do it.
Yes.
You do badly this year, you spend some money, get better, win the World Series. Take a year off, kind of, take a look what you got.
Win it when you want to.
Right, and that's what they did. These because what was it, 2011? They won the World Series. 2012, no. 2013, yes. 2014, no. So we're hoping, 2015 will be, no.
No.
Not when you have Pablo Sandoval, when he's going to the bathroom in between innings, checks, he favorites girls' photos on Instagram
while he's on the toilet.
Yeah, the game's going on. He goes into the bathroom and he says, well, while I'm here, I might as well go on my phone. Oh, look, she's pretty hot. I think I'll like her. And then they find out, they've later during found the out. Game. Yeah, his account was active during the game. So he
that's a violation of Major League rules.
No?
Team rule.
No. Well, yeah, team rule. No, it's not like in the NFL. But, because he was on the toilet when he was doing that. I guess that was the way around it. And also, a big surprise, I think the biggest surprise that a lot of people are noticing is the American League All-Star voting ballot. Have you heard or seen about this?
No, I didn't hear anything.
Okay, so there are 9 positions, because also DH, they also vote for DH in the All-Star game. 9 positions available. 8 out of those 9 are Kansas City Royals. Are currently Kansas City.
How's that possible?
Well, because part of the reason is a more exuberant fan base after making the World Series right now. So everybody's a Royals fan. And so they're using that sort of hometown excitement.
They put multiple ballots in.
Multiple ballots. Now, there's no more in-stadium ballots. It's all
I
online.
Those.
Yeah, where you get the pencil.
So you can do it on your cell phone while you're
your
at
cell
the
phone,
game.
Your computer. Oh yeah, all that stuff, and they tell you now it's 35 times per ballot per email address. So like, I have more than one email address, I can just put in a different one, but I keep the same guys I'm going to vote for, and then you just do it up to 35 times, get a new one, all that stuff.
Wow.
So yes, and one of the ones who's leading is Omar Infante, who has a historically bad offensive line this season, and right now he's in the lead for starting second baseman over Jose Altuve. The only one that's not a Royal is Mike Trout. But there's actually several Royals who are worthy of an All-Star consideration or even a start.
Right.
Their first baseman, Eric Hosmer, their outfielder, Lorenzo Cain, all these guys.
So What is it showing? What, is there a problem? The rest of the country doesn't like it, or Major League Baseball knows it's been a fraud, voting?
Well, I mean, what's
important, that people get involved?
Well, they want people involved. And, we've had this discussion in the past, is that the All-Star game is a popularity contest. Look at the list of All-Star game starters,
right,
you'll see,
who should vote on this? The managers?
Well, the managers and players do have a vote on it. The All-Star or the fans should have a vote. Now, are we talking about what should happen instead? Because that's the topic of conversation.
Well,
if
people are complaining about what's going on, what do they want to happen?
What they want to happen is either A, they want more people to vote for your own player or whoever you think. Like, basically, get the other fan bases, get the other 31 fan bases involved in voting, or 30 or 29 fan bases, voting, or change the system on how you vote. Because don't forget, this is an exhibition game that decides home field advantage in the World Series, which still isn't
Well, they're trying to bring interest to the game.
Right.
I mean, it's not like they didn't have a way to do this before.
No, absolutely.
How did they do it before?
In the past, they had the paper ballots. And
no,
then,
I'm talking about decide who gets home field advantage.
Oh, it alternated.
Best record?
No, it alternated. Oh. They should do it best record. But
why
they
not?
Just. I agree. I mean, look, this is Major League Baseball. How many teams get picked for the playoffs? 10 now? Okay, you have 10 cities. You say, look, here. Look, hotels in Oakland and hotels in New York City.
Right.
Can you – let's block off the month of October. Can you do that? You're Major League Baseball. You know, they can do it for, you know, all these
yeah.
– you can do
yeah.
– they can do it for basketball.
Right.
So I don't understand why they can't just say, all right, who's got the best record in the World Series? Okay, this team? All right, you get home field advantage. But for some unknown reason, they decide to have an exhibition game, do it. Also, yes, they want to create more juice. Well, this is juice. It's negative publicity, but there's no such thing as bad publicity. So when you have people going, hey, what's up with the – this guy's got the worst offensive line. How's he's in
what
first place?
Offensive line? What is that?
Like
mean?
Average
oh,
on-base
okay.
percentage, slugging percentage, you know, all that
right.
stuff. I think he's under 200. It's bad.
Wow.
It's very bad.
Wow.
So Omar Infante, yeah.
So it's exposing a glitch that they created.
It is. Now, don't forget this happened once before in 1957 with the Reds. Did you ever hear about the ballot stuffing?
No, but 57, it was a different format.
Well, it was all paper votes. Now, what happened was that I think it was the Cincinnati Inquirer had pre-cut out ballots that people just needed to detach from their newspapers and send them in.
Smart.
Also, there were stories of at local bars that they would refuse you a drink until you filled out a ballot. And then they would take those ballots and then send them in. So they all the Reds started. So then I think it was Ford Frick had to step in and say, okay, look, one or two of these guys, because it was actually in Cincinnati.
Right.
So one of these, you know.
Biggest baseball town in America, historically.
Historically, yes. However,
what do you think is now?
St. Louis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we found out what they're up to.
Yeah,
right?
Speaking of St. Louis, you know, for all they talk about, this is the best
they're
baseball team in the league.
People's hole cards, finding
yeah.
out what they're playing.
Yes, the St. Louis Cardinals have been fingered as the, I think it was several months ago, it was released that the Astros, Houston Astros files on their computers had been hacked.
Right.
And sensitive emails about, you know, trade information, all this stuff had been released. And so they finally tracked it back to unnamed sources, back to the St. Louis Cardinals.
And the Cardinal says it wasn't anyone top, no top management people.
No.
It's always some
of course,
a low-level employee.
A rogue employee.
In Cincinnati.
Right.
Just, from the IRS.
Just somebody sitting there, you know, wringing their hands together saying, I'm going to get those Astros.
Yeah.
No, but what actually the theory is that Jeff Ludhow, or Ludnow, who's currently the GM of... Used to be with the Cardinals. And
yeah.
This might be sort of a Jet Patriot thing.
Well, it is a Patriot thing. You're on top and you're still feeling...
You're feeling like, you know, people are coming up behind you and you always got to
right.
keep a watch out.
Yeah, Belichick.
Yeah, so this is not good for the Cardinals. You know, it really kind
of... It won't matter.
Yeah, you'd think.
Well, with the drugs in baseball and Rose not being in the Hall of Fame, people think it's a lot hypocritical in general baseball. I don't think they're the moral compass.
No, they're
sports.
Not. Not especially
so,
after
okay,
all the...
so yeah. this just falls into line.
It does.
Which reminds me, A-Rod having his 3,000th hit, just like Jeter, being a home run. That's
just
huge.
Yes. Also, Wade Boggs had his 300th
and then
hit.
And he's only three guys with 600 home runs, right?
Yeah. Look,
and he's one of them.
He's one of them, and the guy who caught the ball, who is a ball hawk, his name is Jeff Hipple, I believe.
Really?
Oh, he wrote books on how to get. He has. He claims to have over 8,000 Major League Baseballs.
What do you do with this one?
He says he's holding on to it. Actually, somebody on Twitter asked him, "What do you do? What are you going to do if you catch it?" He said, "I'm going to give him the finger and say you don't deserve anything from us fans." So he caught the ball.
Wow! This is. Why didn't I hear about this?
Oh, this was big news because he caught the ball. The man's hit. Has caught over 8,000 balls, either in play.
What is he, a go-go gadget arm?
No, he wrote book like all these tips, like, you know, when he gets there early,
tips.
You get there early for batting practice,
yeah.
And then you wear whoever's up at batting practice, you wear their hat or shirt. And then when they're thrown out the outfield, hey, oh, hey, look, it's a Rockies fan on the road. I'll throw it to him. So he gets a ball that way. And then when the other team, the home team comes out, he switches.
That's just a ball. No, I mean, but he got the one that matters.
Right, he got the
– How many 3,000 hits? How many people in that club?
Not a lot. Not a lot of the 3,000th hit. So he said he's going to hold on to it. He got it authenticated. He doesn't know what he's going to do unless it takes an absurd amount of money. And it's not going to be a lot of favors.
They can donate it to a rehab center.
Probably, right. But look, 3,000 hit. Look.
That's huge.
A-Rod's back. A-Rod's back, and he is doing well.
And he's quiet.
He's doing it quietly.
Doing the talking.
One of the reasons, besides Mark Teixeira and Brian McCann, why the Yankees are doing so well this season is not only because it's a weaker AL East, but because of A-Rod and his play this season.
Very consistent.
This is it. Look, now you have to say, look, yes, anything he took, it just made him better.
It did? Better than this?
Well, but now.
It's incredible. He's 40, isn't he?
Exactly.
And time off.
Look, this is talent. No, this is skill. Right. Like, this is something that it's just the fact of, you know what?
So maybe it's not a big deal.
No, it's not a big deal. Because when you look at his accomplishments and you compare it to the other people of the era,
he did better.
He did better, and he did best. He did the best.
Right.
So, again, I bring this point, you know, again, that either they all get in or nobody gets it. You know, because it's silly that Mike Piazza is still on the outside looking in, even though everybody says, no, he's getting
Phil
in this
Hodges
year.
Hodges is on the outside. I mean, you know, right. Who else could be?
Great
people, great accomplished people.
Sure. You know, people talk about Jim Bunning, how the year after Jim Bunning, his eligibility was up. A lot of writers didn't send in empty ballots. They sent in empty ballots.
Right.
So nobody would get in. They basically did it in protest of, we want Jim Bunning in. He was so close. How come he didn't get in? Because you know what? Fine. Then the next year, a lot of them sent in empty ballots, which drops
didn't
the percentage.
Bunning, did
no. Well, he got in with the Veterans Committee.
Oh, yeah. That's too late.
But I'm just saying, like, look, Piazza's of the time. And he was held out for a rumor,
right.
Like just a rumor, not anything that could definitely point to him, which is what you need. And, you know, for somebody like Piazza, it's not there. And, you know, these other guys are going to come up
he
too.
He carried the Mets.
Yeah. Yeah. And
he
wasn't
just a good player.
He's still below after Tom Seaver. He's above Doc Gooden and Daryl Strawberry, and they helped win a World Series. They helped revitalize the Mets franchise.
And now, well, hopefully that's not because he's not white.
No, that's not why. But that's not the reason why. Because he revitalized the Mets for a second time,
right.
And he was one key figure, and he continued to do it year after year for the Mets. Like, he's also one that you can put, like, there hasn't been a scandal with him, you know, with Mike Piazza. So he's a big deal to us Mets fans.
Of course.
Yes. And then, you know.
In Met history, who carried a team?
Tom Seaver.
Okay. He carried a team.
He carried a team.
Every fourth day.
Yes.
I'm talking about hitters.
Hitters. Mike Piazza.
Okay.
Hojo.
Okay.
Right. These last couple of years, post 2006, when Beltran left and all these other guys left, you could say Beltran carried the team.
So not many people.
No, not many, because the Mets haven't had great hitters. You can count more great pitchers.
You have to put Strawberry.
Well, Strawberry, yes, but you know, he carried the team.
You can't put Cleon Jones.
Here. No, you can't put Cleon Jones.
Tommy Agee.
Lee Mazzilli.
No. But I love them.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. The Mets are. You can.
It was the Italian Stallion.
Yes, you can name more. You can name more great pitchers the Mets have had than great hitters.
Right.
Seaver.
That's the problem.
Matlock. Who actually, they say, has comparable stats to Burt Blyleven. And Burt Blyleven is in the Hall of Fame. So
Matlock's not going to make the Hall of Fame.
No, not Matlock. Kuzman. I'm sorry.
Oh,
what did I say? Matlock. Kuzman. Kuzman, I apologize. Kuzman has comparable stats.
He was a chain smoker.
And he's still alive.
And why did he do it?
I don't know why.
He said because if he didn't, it wouldn't be fair competition. He said chain smoker. To make himself seem human like everyone else in the league.
That's funny. Like Superman puts a piece of kryptonite in his pocket.
He also took the third or fourth and final offer to sign at a major league team. They kept offering less and less. Finally, it got to the lowest number. I don't know, it was $500 or something ridiculous. Right. And he said, I better take this because that might be the last offer.
Yeah, geez.
So it was an amazing guy.
Yeah, he was. He was quite a guy. And he, yeah, so a lot more Mets pitchers that you can name as, you know, big deals. Speaking of pitching and the Mets, there have been two no-hitters so far. The first was by a Giant pitcher, I forget his name off the top of my head, against the Mets in Citi Field.
Right. A rookie.
Basically the third starter on the Giants, which is, you know, they're the world champs. Yeah, so he's the third starter. He's got a no-hitter. I watched the last inning of that game.
Yeah, me too. And, oh, no, I didn't. I couldn't bear to watch it.
See, you got to watch a no-hitter to the end.
Why?
Let me put it this way. You got to watch a no-hit. If your team is getting no hit, I say you watch it until they get a hit. Then
it's
you
like
can
watching
turn it
your
up.
Girlfriend get beat up.
Right,
I always want to see that.
Right, but here's the thing. You want to watch until make sure, oh, good. Okay, they got a hit. Now I can turn it off.
Oh, you're hoping for something bad to happen.
No, for the...
That's NASCAR.
No, you're hoping something good. You're hoping something...
Good happens to
for your team. For your team, if...
Or to break it up.
Exactly. You want to see them break it up. Oh, you did your job. Okay, now I'm not going to be so embarrassed tomorrow.
Right,
or if you see it to the end, you see, okay, I saw history. I don't like the outcome, but at least I saw history.
Right, so you want to pee in their pool.
Yes, I think that's fair. I think that's a fair assessment.
Gotcha.
But I'm sorry, but you know what? He got some rather favorable. I only saw the last inning, but he got some very favorable calls.
Not as many as Johan Santana.
Well, that's true. I think that's, you know, I think that's fair. That I think that the, you know, when Santana threw his no-hitter, they got a foul ball that it hit the dust, and they called it foul. So they were lucky in that. So it's not gonna, you know, it's what counts.
Right.
But
Scherzer was pretty exciting.
Perfect game into the ninth.
Bottom of the ninth.
Two outs, two strikes on the 27th hitter, and he hits him in the elbow.
Perfect game.
He had a perfect game, and he tried to throw a backdoor slider inside, and he hit it. And actually, there's a big thing online now. Did he lean into the pitch?
He should have.
Well, he broke up the perfect game.
Why didn't the Mets do that? Oh, it wouldn't have mattered. It wouldn't have got ahead.
Well, how come in no-hitters you don't? Remember, it's bad sportsmanship if you try to bunt to break up a no-hitter.
To whose?
To the other. Basically, you can't do it. Basically, it's considered like, you know, just
low.
Yeah, it's low. It is. I'll agree to that. But, you know, but here's the thing. You know, Scherzer lost the perfect game, but not a no-hitter because the next guy flew out. So at least they've got, you know, that. So we have two no-hitters this season. You know, it is the time of the pitchers.
Both in the East.
Both in the East. Yeah, Citi Field and also in Nationals Park in Washington, D.C. So that's happening. And then, baseball is going to be the big topic. So football starting up soon. You know, we talked about Johnny Manziel. He's getting rid of the money sign. And
now Dez wants 30, he's going to get $13 million.
Probably.
Now he wants security.
Yeah, of course.
Well, didn't the Cowboys want security with that play he made in the end zone? I mean, I have to laugh. It's like you act like you're the only one that can score.
But the
make the catch and lie down.
Wide receivers are the divas. They are the opera singer. They are the
they're peacocks is what they are.
Yes, absolutely peacocks. That's a good example too. Yeah. They want to show off.
They strut their stuff.
They do. So that's a big part of that. And I'm trying to think about it. Yeah, more 49ers retiring. They don't have much of a team left.
Well, yeah, we're going to have to be checking up on all these new coaches.
Yes.
And I forget where that coach came from. Where did he come from? San Diego? Where did he come from?
I forget.
Checking that out.
Oh, and how about the NFL telling Tony Romo that you can't be a part of a fantasy football convention in Las Vegas?
Right.
Because some sort of because I guess it promotes
right. Nobody should bet on a Super Bowl either. So. No, but you know this is what happens when management puts their head in the sand like it doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if they really didn't want gambling, I mean, they would say these reporters can't represent any whether it's online or otherwise that has a betting line posted.
Right.
So there'll be no reporter from the New York Times. There'll be no.
How about all newspapers have the money lines, have the odds? They put it aside, and they name the specific teams. They'll say Jaguars, Giants,
yes, of course.
Jets,
of course.
Patriots.
Of course.
So yeah, so they have no problem with that.
No.
But also, it's not so much that it takes place in a casino; it's that it's fantasy football. So it's kind of it's a
but
two.
But I'm not going to get money for that,
Right.
The NFL.
Right,
you
but
know, they don't have their hand in that till.
No, but also this is, you know, Maurice Jones-Drew, the running yes. back, he has a radio show on Sirius XM
okay.
on their fantasy sports okay. channel. So, there, you know, he's allowed to do that
yeah.
where he's talking about his team and his players yeah, and all yeah, this
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And meanwhile,
yeah.
you know, all these other players do it, which would be sort of that, you know, that gray area of, you know,
right.
you want better points. So what are you going to do? You know, I got this guy on my team. I got to make him look better and I'm playing him. So all that stuff. So it's kind of a two. It's both things. It's that it's in a casino in Las Vegas and it's fantasy football. But apparently Romo's like, no, I'm still doing
well,
it.
Well, here's the thing. When you operate a monopoly, you can act with impunity.
And you're
do
absolutely
whatever
right.
you want,
you're absolutely
whenever
right.
you want.
That is true.
Bad press included.
That's true. All right. Well, Dad, thank you very much for joining
Happy
me on this.
Father's Day,
Happy
son.
Father's Day to you as well.
And to everyone else out there.
That's right. And we'll actually, to let you know, we're going to be having a live on-site, on-location recording on this Saturday, June 27th.
I think Matt Harvey's pitching.
Matt, it's going to be Harvey Day. It's going to be
that's worth a ticket right
Steve
there.
Miller Band afterwards
wow.
against the Reds. So,
nice.
You know, meet us back up a little bit under a week and you're going to – you're going to come. You can come see us. You can come see us in the parking lot of Citi Field. We're going to do another cookout and all that stuff. I posted those pictures the last time.
Wonderful.
Opening day we
that
had. So
exciting.
We'll have to take more.
This will be better.
So, yeah. So, and if you want to, you know, contact us, you can call us at 626-427-7678. That's 626-427-7678. And you can find us on Twitter at Everyman Sports. Thank you very much, Dad.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you very much. And thank you, Andrew. Take it away.
This has been another episode of Everyman Sports. The show's music is Cold Funk by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under CC Attribution 3.0. Everyman Sports can be found on Facebook.com, where you can like it to receive updates and news. Visit Everyman Sports in the iTunes Store to leave a review of the show. Also, visit everymansports.podbean.com directly to comment and support. Everyman Sports can be contacted directly at everymansports@gmail.com.